in love with
my paper. Set it up. What happened?
Okay. So yeah, I don't want to get into specifics. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you about
everything.
Call
anybody out.
But let me just paint you a picture that I was out in a shared community area.
Okay.
And a situation.
Common area.
Yeah.
Common area.
And so I contacted
your daughter.
Me and my daughter. Okay, yeah. Okay. I have a little girl. And so I am a little, I don't know. I contacted this person to help come to a solution, just to help
person. Hold on. Okay, take a breath. I think you're getting wound up again.
I know.
Okay, so you're out with your daughter, you're on a common area within your neighborhood, and you guys are playing, and then a dog showed up.
Yeah.
This is the important part.
Okay,
so the dog showed up, and what happened?
A dog showed up, and it was off his leash. There wasn't anyone around.
It was like a doodle, right?
Yeah.
Like a big doodle. Big poodle.
We're not going to get specifics.
Well,
right?
Whatever it was.
He was big. It was a big one.
Well, it wasn't like a German shepherd or
anything. No. He's very friendly, very nice. Yeah, he came up to me, looked at his collar, contacted the people. They didn't answer. I sent a text. And so I was in communication with this person and trying to help.
Okay, your dog's here. Can I help you?
Yeah. And so, you know, they weren't able to come and get him. So I tried to help get the dog in the house. And that wasn't working out.
You were going above and beyond to help them with their dog.
Yeah. So, you know, no problem there, I guess. And then it just ended up, so I wasn't able to. The dog realized what I was trying to do, and he kind of nipped at me. So I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, Bessel was like, I'm just going to leave him alone. And so
were you on the phone with this person while you were trying to round up the dog?
You're texting.
Texting.
Yeah, she didn't want to.
So you're like, I'm trying to get the dog, and then.
Can't do it.
They just nipped at me.
So I'm like, if you can get someone, that'd be great. I'm gonna leave. So I went to my house, left him alone, and then went out to a family outing and stuff. And then I received a bunch of nasty messages and
not what you were thinking that you would
get. So I was like, what?
Not what you were thinking you would get in response to trying to be a good neighbor and help, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And I just felt awful about this person. If this person wanted to make me feel bad, it worked.
I mean, we're not going to share exactly what they said because we don't want to start some sort of a firestorm, but they actually crossed the line.
They crossed the line a little bit.
They crossed the line a few times.
It was directed towards me, and I took it very personally because it was directed towards me, assumed some things.
About you, and that also triggered, like bigotry. I mean, it was pretty nasty.
Yeah. So Don received the full details of the full story.
I'm mad about it now.
Yeah.
But you, I gotta say, you and your husband, because your husband was involved.
He saw me getting super upset, and of course, like he will defend me of all causes. So he let the person know what was going on, and explained that I was upset, and told him like, hey, we did nothing. We tried to help you.
And then we left.
If you assume something happened, we were not involved. Why are you getting all mad? And then just things started escalating even more, and we're just like,
so what did you do? Because there's two ways you can react to somebody that is just completely spewing nonsense. They're out of control. They're overwhelmed. They took your act of kindness as an unknown neighbor trying to help them with the situation and turned it into something completely opposite of that. Now you feel horrible. Plus, you're kind of upset and angry. Your husband's upset and angry. This person's out of control. What did you do to kind of dial it down and kind of try to find a peaceful resolution?
Yeah. So I definitely admit, like, first thing in my mind was to be like, defend myself.
Go back.
And tell them why they're wrong. And
fire with fire.
Yeah. And then I'm sure it was from God. Just a little message like, hey, dial it down.
He's all, hey,
chill out. Let's just think about this. Yeah.
Jess, you listening? I'm sure he sounds better than that, but
and at least in my mind.
I'd be on the other shoulder. That voice would be on the other shoulder. Go ahead and yell at him.
Do it. Yeah, it was definitely the devil and the angel kind of thing going on.
Now, there were some things that you heard even in this person's rants and their raving and their spewing and they're upset. So, but you heard a few things.
Took a little wide perspective, and instead of just hearing the things directed towards anger, and the anger. You could tell that there was a bigger problem going on, maybe, or just, you
they
know.
Revealed a few things about what's happening in their personal life.
Yeah.
That you related to.
Yeah, of course. And so.
And kind of started to understand them a little bit, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, confrontation, I think, like, step number one is compassion. Can you throw some compassion?
Hard to be compassionate when somebody's passionately bashing you.
Right? It's hard. Maybe step number one is take a breath.
Yeah.
Gain some perspective, widen. You know, don't be like, all right, it's on.
Back up a little, right?
Take a step back. Yeah. And so asking questions, I guess, is good too. I was like, did something happen?
What's going on? Because your response is out of control. This isn't about this. This is about something else.
Yeah, maybe something. There is something else that I'm missing. And so I just explained what I did. Like, I'll try to help you. Yeah. And then I left.
That was it.
I don't know what's going on.
Now, whatever you did, de-escalated the situation. Obviously, that person also took a breath, finally.
Yeah.
Had a moment of clarity and realization that they unloaded on you, and it probably had nothing to do with what you were trying to do to help them. And ultimately, what did they do?
She apologized.
She apologized.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Took a step back after some communication. Woo! Understood that maybe, you know, that I didn't. During the whole thing, I was like, I just want her to know that I was didn't want to do anything. I was just trying to help.
Yeah.
I promise. Like, I just the thought of that someone out there that I've never seen, I've never seen their face, hates me or is mad at me.
Yeah.
Drives me nuts. And I can't.
I live with that every day. Just so you know.
and you know, maybe it's a woman or the mother or whatever, but like, it's hard. So
those are some great lessons. Like you said, compassion over being passionately disagreeable or to clash, right? Instead of that, to just have some compassion and try and understand that maybe what they're going through. You know, you always hear that. You have no idea what someone's going through in their life.
Right.
And it's so true, because that's exactly what happened. This person, I'm assuming it was a woman, was obviously going through some personal things and felt overwhelmed.
Uh-huh.
And took it out on you.
Uh-huh.
You just happened to be the one and felt like maybe that was out of control.
Right.
Everything was out of control. Even though we were trying to help, she felt ganged up on, out of control. Someone's telling me something's wrong with something in my life.
She needed to unload something. Then, you know, hey, if I helped in that way, then that's great. Whatever.
Well, you know what? But I'm glad she apologized.
Yeah.
And the big part is accepting that apology, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you did.
Oh, I mean, that's all I wanted. Well, I mean, it sounds dumb to, like, all I wanted was an apology. I mean, all I wanted was for her accept that I wasn't trying to do anything bad, or I wasn't trying to tell her what to do. But
so I have one question for you.
Yeah.
Can you dog sit this weekend?
No.